Word up.
Yeah. STI. How to change your heart.
Been into the title thing, cause I figured that the next step was buy a ring. Never thought I'd be saying, girl, this is not a fling, or be trying to sing for shorty, yo, my girl, just in case you had a doubt.
Thank you for the applause.
They're clapping for me.
Thank you.
Hi, Sha.
What's going on?
I'm excited about tonight's show.
Are you?
I mean,
me too. I'm excited too.
let me help you get more excited.
Okay.
So tonight is a free for all. We are gonna just let whatever people want to ask us and
right.
get our perspective on. We are just gonna let them go at it. And I actually have a number of questions that people are too scared to call up and ask us themselves, but they're going to help us get our show started.
Are they asking about them or about us?
It's a mixture, and if you choose not to answer, you're going to have to take a dare.
Take a dare.
Yeah.
Is that what we doing?
That's what we're
fine.
Doing. It's going to be. Okay, cool.
So my life's an open book anyway. So.
Right. Of course it is. So we have some callers already in the queue, and the chat room is filling up. So it's really exciting. And, tonight Vic will be joining us just a little bit. He's a little bit behind tonight. He will be with us shortly. All right. Talk the trash you were talking a few moments ago.
Who that? Me?
You.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Some bullshit. It's all right, though. It's all right.
Wow. They're already starting in the chat room. Norm wants to know, how do I improve my stroke? And you know what stroke I'm referring to. Whoa. Norman.
Well, you can tell them that. Right now, you gotta let them know.
Oh, so when you're swimming, to improve your stroke.
Oh, my God. This is
what
crazy.
You want to do, Norman, is you want to, you know, reach long and wide. No. How to improve my stroke, and you know what stroke I'm referring to. Norman, would you like me to answer that, or would you like Sha to answer that?
This feels crazy, but I can, I can help people out.
You can't. Okay, wait a minute. Somebody, I think, hang on, do you hear that?
I hear it, yeah.
Okay.
Are you avoiding that question, though, or you're not going to answer that?
No. Hey, welcome.
No.
You're right on time, Vic.
Yeah, I heard something about Super Dead. So I ain't seen Super Dead like in 2 years or something.
Okay.
Yo.
Hope you're ready.
Yo, Vic, do want to know how to.
I don't know.
Do want to know how to improve his stroke. I don't know if a man should answer that or.
Whoa.
He does not want a man to answer it. He says, I don't know if a stroke is due. Okay. But
right. No, I'm just saying.
Women can't
Ebony
stroke.
In
I
the
don't
chat
know.
Room.
Exactly. But women can tell you what feels good. So, Dad, you can tell them what you like.
I'm going to actually agree with Ebony in the chat room. She says, take your time and know your goal. So you got to kind of, you got to concentrate and take your time. Feel your way out. You start the race kind of slow and then pick up and win.
Is there a goal in sex, though? Like, is there a goal?
Yeah.
Yeah?
There's a goal.
Yeah. Y'all got it all fucked up. I got it all fucked up. But that's all right, though. Help them out.
So wait, let's get some housekeeping items in order before we jump in all the way. First of all, to dial in, if you're in the chat room or if you're listening online and you like to dial in, the guest call-in number is 323-657-1479. And if you'd like to ask your question or chime in, please press 1 and we will be happy to bring you on the air with us. And several of you have sent in questions. We will go over those tonight, but please feel free to send in more or discuss these answers with us, because I don't think we're going to have answers to some of these.
I'm answering anything, son.
Char, you have to.
No, I got you. I'm answering.
Okay. This, you there?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
Okay.
Again.
Okay, are we in? Truth or dare, yeah. All the way to the max?
It's whatever.
All right. So the first question I have from Lisa, she says, Shaw and Vic, why do guys go for ugly girls when they are done with the dime?
Well, that's a general question, though. Go ahead, Vic. I'm going to let you ride.
Hello, who's answering that? Me or Shaw?
Yeah.
You.
Y'all are. It was addressed to both of you.
He said, why do guys go for ugly girls when what happens to them?
After
when
the dime?
When they're done with the dime, yeah.
Well, you got to understand that, you know, when you go with the whole ugly and dime and everything, people's standards are different. You know, a lot of times, you know, we let people... You know, choose for us, you know, our physical values, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know one guy in particular, he likes big women. And I say big, I don't mean statuesque, I don't mean voluptuous. If they have a shape, he don't want them, you know what I'm saying? Blah, 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 that's what he likes, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like Latifah status, he don't want none of that, you know what I'm saying? No curves.
Okay.
He just rolls. So... You know, his boys and other people, whatever, of course, is going to laugh at him. So if he was an insecure person, he's going for what people think he should be doing, which is, you know, tall or slimmer or whatever. But that's not really what he wants. You know what I'm saying? He wants something different. So a lot of times, you know, women, they kid themselves thinking that they have this Western European, you know, ideal beauty. But not everybody really is down with that. Not everybody really wants that. That's something that you may want to, you know, take with you to the BET Awards. But when it gets down to, you know, what floats your boat, that may not be it. So that's a big thing. Another thing is that I think we discussed some shows ago that sometimes people view sex as something that's supposed to be just, you know, pornific and nasty and anything. You know what I mean? And if he do feel like she's ugly, it's like, you know, he's getting down, you know, getting down to being nasty. And I think that maybe a perception that some so-called dimes are unfulfilling for whatever reason, you know, this is a perception. But at the end of the day, you know, who's to say what a dime is, you know what I mean? He may have been with you and say, oh, you're sexy and been proud of you, but... And the day it may have been something that was in that quote unquote ugly person that was better than you. You know what I mean? And
yeah,
she may have went harder because, huh?
Yeah, those terms are real relative. Dime and ugly, like,
yeah,
who knows?
Yeah.
But
then,
I think.
Well, yeah. I was going to say, Shia taught me that, you know, ugly girls go harder.
I think that's what she's getting at. It sounds like somebody that's pretty that got, you know, left for another girl that she didn't think was as pretty. And
that's
I'm not going,
yeah.
Huh?
That's what I'm thinking too.
Yeah, so I'm like, nowadays you can go on somebody's Facebook page, look at all their photos, and be like, this bitch ain't shit. She ain't better than me, whatever, whatever. So I don't get into dimes and ugly, but in this what she's trying to do, I'm going to speak with this perception that she's probably painted. And what you probably experienced is a guy that dealt with somebody that I guess was pretty or had, you know, characteristics that were like Vic said, Western European, you know, probably slim waist, you know, breast, ass, whatever, whatever. And she might have been high maintenance. She might have been, it might have been a lopsided situation where he was feeling her more than she's feeling him. And as you get older, you may realize that, hey, the less work I can put in a relationship and still win, the better. I know a lot of guys that not necessarily settle, but they'll find somebody that's going to cook, clean, cater to them, and they may not be the diamonds that you're going to introduce to all your boys, but you could. And to be honest, like, they go for it. Like, it ain't necessarily the happiest in the world, but it's some form of relaxation and happiness in your home.
Yeah, they keep going to cheat after that. They keep it down.
Okay. Well, I have a question from Pearl. Y'all was doing your very best to keep from the dare. You say
ugly,
you were
ugly girl. Ugly girl, email me, please. Ugly girl, email me. Vic love the ugly girl.
Well, according to Norman, there's not too many women who think this. There's not too many women that are going to call themselves ugly. So you might not get any emails on that one.
Yeah,
I have
true.
Another question from Pearl.
Y'all know who y'all is, though.
No, they don't. They don't. Well, go ahead. They don't know who they are.
All right.
Go.
You guys said a few words, which brings me to this next question. You used words, insecurities and cheating. So,
I'll make them all ugly, goddamn. Go ahead, though. Go ahead.
Insecure on what? Cheating?
Yes.
Pearl
wants to know, how do you stop from showing your own insecurities once you've been cheated on? Do you ever get over those insecurities? Well, I will start in answering this one. I think that the best way to stop from showing your own insecurities is to work on getting rid of them. So, and that's a process in itself. So I think, you know, perhaps in this particular question, unfortunately we don't know all of the particulars with the questions that people are asking, but we'll try our best. When, you know, you appear insecure to someone, it usually isn't something that is that you're just outright a behavior or anything like that. It's coming from the inside out. So the second part of the question was, do you ever get over your insecurities? And I like to think you do. I know there were things, not to say that I'm perfectly free of all insecurities, but there were things that I was once insecure about that I am no longer. So I think that's the best way to be able to stop showing your insecurities is to actively be working on them. Guys, anything from you?
I agree. Once you acknowledge insecurities, like just to ask that question is big, you know. And it's a hurdle that you have to accept and say, okay, this is what is going on inside of me. And then once you, you know, get past that, I think you can forgive somebody and move on from somebody that cheated on you.
That was our second show, right? You know, you also have to realize that when someone cheats on you, it doesn't really reflect, you know, upon you. It reflects on that person.
Yeah.
You know, it's not really anything you want to be insecure about, because no matter how you looked or how you acted, you know, that person is a cheater. You know, they're going to cheat because, you know, their attention span may be low, or they just may have no morals. So, you know, really, my thing is just to stop putting the blame on you and put it on that person.
Okay.
Yep.
That's it. And no applause today, huh? And no one clapping for nobody.
No. I'm running the board. We're not clapping. We rang the doorbell once. That's it.
Yeah, you do need an intern. That's all right.
We're looking for someone to man the board, so a woman the board. So definitely, if you want to help us with that, be the engineer, it's pretty easy. You can email us at brightideas@theemotionpicture.com.
Send your resume or not. You just need to
send
be able to push buttons and listen to Vic, and you'll be fine.
And your pictures. Send your pictures. Must be ugly.
Not your digitally altered pictures. No ugly people manning the boards. Anyways, well, thank you. I hope that Pearl is listening and got her answer. So this next one is from number 17.
Okay.
How can you tell if your partner is with you for love or lust?
Can you?
Yeah, you can.
Sure.
Okay. I mean,
no, not really.
For how far, I'm wondering how far along in the relationship are you? Because in the beginning, it's lust. I mean, you know that much. But, I mean, I guess maybe when do you know that it's turned from lust to love?
Well, it turns from lust into passion. You know, it's never really, you know, lust is one thing where it's just all physical. But when love enters, you know, it turns into, like, you have a passion for somebody. It's not just you just want to jump on top of them. It's like you really feel them. I think you can really tell. If you're a woman, you can tell. I don't want to get a secret away, but Did a woman ask this?
Actually, no. Number 17 is a male.
Oh, all right, then. Mm-hmm. I can't. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, all right, number 17. Well, you know, me, you know, man or woman, I think that you can have a couple of hints. Like, if y'all do nothing but sex, then probably it's a lust thing. You know, if y'all actually go out and do things other than that, then, you know, you probably got something romantic going on. I know myself, I've been with people, and I put us on a fast from sex. Like, you know, let's say, like, 3 weeks to a month, and we're not having any physical intimacy. And, you know, that'll pretty much show you, you know, what you're dealing with. You know, that person sticking around. Are y'all able to be with each other without having sex? So you stop fucking her or stop fucking them for a couple of weeks, and you'll find out why they're there.
Oh, that's so whack. Yeah, it's real. I mean, that's what works.
It works, though.
Yeah, it works. I mean, but what man wants to know if a woman is with him from us? Like, who cares? Use me. Use me.
Hold on. Always Ready in the chat room says, if you're in lust, it's certain things you will not do. And then that's followed by Ebony Jackson that says, with love, you'll compromise.
Exactly.
No, less too, because if it's good enough, you'll do some crazy things.
You do crazy shit, but it's shit that you ain't gonna do. And you'll know after the nut. After the nut, a lot of truth will come out.
Man, look, there are dudes that's in jail for 25 years of life right now, or some good gumbo, man. You would do anything.
Yeah, like, pre-orgasm. Me, if they would have got that out their minds, a lot of things would have changed.
They should have rubbed one out right before.
You gotta rub one out and then go to the club. See how different things look. Rub one out before a date, before she come over.
Rub one out, a nut.
Everything changes.
Knowledge is in rare form
tonight.
Listen, man. Post-nut syndrome is different.
Post-nut syndrome.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
That
sounds like another show.
All right. Yeah, I'm not going to get into that because that's in my book, man. So I'm going to say that.
Post-Valentine syndrome and now post-nut syndrome. And Miss Jackson, if you're nasty, you know, I'm not really good. That's probably like a movie title or something. The other Miss Jackson said, fast is crazy. So you can't put her on a fast. She's definitely lusting. And Nikki Blue is laughing out loud at Rub One Out. Yes. Hot damn. Okay. Number 17, you're going to have to ask a man for a more specific response because there's something that you didn't read in your manual. You guys ready for the next one? Nobody's going to take the day?
Yeah.
We're going to answer them all?
Yeah.
You ready?
So, let's see. Next person, I'm trying to follow up with, here's Anonymous, wants to know if any of the three of you are in love.
Bullshit. Yo, it's mad quiet. Nobody saying nothing.
Yeah, that's some bullshit right there.
I am not in love.
With a human?
What is in love? What does that mean?
We're not going to question the question, Vic. We're saying
I don't understand the question.
Yeah, that's tough to kind of like put in words.
I plead the fifth.
I'm always in love, you know what I mean?
No, then you have to take a dare.
I'm always in love.
I mean, you know, Vic, Christ Smith loves all the ladies. I love all the ladies, you know?
I don't know if he's talking about agape, he's talking about, you know, eros. It's different types of love, you know what I'm saying?
Break it down, my brother, my Nubian brother.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, but the whole in love thing, I don't really subscribe to the in love theory, you know, myself, you know what I mean? But that's just me.
Always said that I would never fall in love because I stand up in anything I do, son. You know what I mean?
Let's get the plug.
No, I'm not even plugging, but that's real life. Like, once you get in, there's a chance you're going to be out. You know, I just feel like, well, that was more about the falling. Like, I just don't believe in the whole enamored stage where you're, like, going crazy and, you know, you're being romantic and you're doing things extra and then it stops. So once you declare that you're in love, then it's like, man, am I falling out of love? Is this person falling out of love with me? Like, everything's changing. I mean, it happens. It's real. I just hate to accept it. Like, you know, I don't know.
All right,
yeah, I can't answer that.
Yeah,
so what about
you're not
you, Jasmine? Are you in love?
I am not in love. I am not. It is sad, isn't it? But it's okay. I've been in love.
All
right, next question. You guys don't want to talk about anything sentimental or personal.
I can talk about love.
Oh, we tried.
The whole concept in love. Like, I wrote an essay on that. Like, in love, that whole concept that we have of love is, like Shai said, it's different kinds of love. So what are we talking about here? You know?
Okay.
And I
Fair
can talk
enough.
About... Yeah.
How about this? The person that asked that question, if you would like them to get a little bit more specific,
yeah, call
please dial in at
323-657-1479. Yeah,
press 1 if you would like to ask your question yourself.
Oh, shit.
Maybe.
Who's that? It ain't me.
Let's see. See, I can't even get to the door. We need you, Doc. Doc says she's gonna. He will be our. Hang on 1 second. Okay, are you there, caller? Are you there? Hello. Uh oh. How are you all?
Hey.
Hey. How are you, Miss J?
Hey. I'm good. How are you all?
Miss J.
Listen, I wanted to clear some up from last week. I remember. It's all right. We were talking about who was the infamous angry MILF. Y'all remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And I was told that I was number two.
You're number
mm-hmm.
two.
It's okay. Oh. Yeah, but that's all right though because I'm number one in Georgia.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
angry MILF number one
can be number one where she at.
All right.
Well, she happens to live in Georgia also.
Okay.
Yeah.
More than likely, I was here first.
Okay.
Ooh,
and we're
going to
have a battle it out for the angry MILF. But what is your question tonight? We're having a free-for-all, so.
Okay, so is this... Oh, any questions to the host? Okay. I have a question about, out of all the topics that you all talk about, where does the inspiration come from? Like, I know it's everyday life, but how do y'all come up with your subjects?
Oh, that's a great question.
I come up with maybe about, 75% of them, I suppose.
And I come up with the other 25.
Right, you know, I always clear. Jasmine, she has the 25%, but they're all the juicy ones, though. Like today was Jasmine's idea. And not only because the show was my idea, but you know, Jasmine actually is coming into her own, and I'm gonna be moving on soon. But anyhow, this would be life with conversations. Like one time, she and I were in Panama, platonically, of course. And, like, we had combo. We came with, like, 3 or 4 shows right there, just talking, about stuff. Some things things we experience, presently or in the past. And, hey, let's do this.
We're definitely inspired by some of the songs written by our other co-host, Shai Stimuli.
Oh, yeah, that's what I do. I forget that.
Yes, I agree, because I've listened to Shai's music, and it's really deep in the sense that, it's not just music out there. He actually has a message, and if people haven't a mind that's open enough to experience his music, they wouldn't be disappointed. So I just want to give a shout out to Sha for that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
No problem. And the other thing I wanted to say was, even though you all are, I mean, in a sense, to those people that can't afford, you know, therapy, you all are kind of like therapy for those that do call in, because you touch on everyday subjects that some people just, it's easier for them to talk to for people that they, you know, they're having to deal with on a face-to-face basis. So you guys kind of inspire a lot of people also that call in and they have issues, you know, and some people are just a little too shy, modest, you know, whatever you want to call it, embarrassed to actually seek real help where they have to pay somebody to do stuff. But you guys help people out in a big, big way. So I just want to let you know, I kind of spread the word for, you know, for people. I don't know on a day-to-day basis what you all are talking about, but 9 times out of 10, some of your issues has been someone's issue or is someone's issue.
Right, definitely.
Yeah,
last week was big, too.
Funny. Yeah, that's funny because, you know, we all have or presently do work in social service, I guess you can say. So one of us has a master's in that stuff. So it definitely is all by design. We know how to make it sound, you know, real cool. But we know what we're doing up here, and I'm glad that you noticed.
Just in case anyone's having any technical difficulties like I was just having, and so it was the Penn State doc, just dial out and dial back in, and you should be just fine. Okay. So I missed some of that last piece, but I'm sure that I'll catch it in the archive. Moving on to the next question. This is pretty funny. Now, this is a woman, anonymous. What is the difference, and this is coming probably from our Bad Sex show, what is the difference between good head and bad head?
Wow. Jasmine. Sorry, Jasmine, you want to talk to her?
Yeah, because head
goes
both ways.
She wants a male perspective.
Oh. She wants a male perspective? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can answer that.
Well, bad head, just like for a woman, it's a lot of different categories. One could be somebody not willing to do it, just doing it because they want to, you know, another could be technique, like using your teeth, dry, like the drier the worse, and not having that, you know, that passion again, that word is like, it's serious, like you gotta be, you know, put your soul into it, sloppier the better, you know. I think the main thing with anybody to really understand and grasp is that every human being is different. What worked for the last person is not going to work for this person. So, you know, maybe two hands worked last time. It may not work this time. You know, maybe somebody cares about swallowing and spitting and, you know, someone else may not. So it's important to communicate with your partner, maybe not send them a survey, but find out what he likes. Maybe watch a flick with him and, you know, see what he likes, or just find out clever ways to figure out what the best thing is, and then, yeah.
He got mad serious and shit. Gosh.
Yeah, that was a lot. Wow. You probably just saved someone's relationship, Sha. Norman Bates says that bad head is when you don't even nut and you're just like, please get off of me, shark teeth. Does that sum it up?
Well, see, that's different. There's head that works as foreplay, which is, you know, not meant for an orgasm. You're just kind of getting somebody there. And then there's head that's like, I'm about to take care of you, lay back, make your eyes roll the back of your head. And, you know, that's different. If you're doing that, then, yeah, you want that person to experience the climax. And,
okay.
You know, that should happen. That should happen. That can save a lot of relationships, kill a lot of arguments.
That's I say so. Vic, do you have anything to add to that, bad head versus
well, I just want to add that that ugly girl probably know how to get bad head better than Dime. I'm just
saying.
That
maybe
that's
the same
it.
Thing, too.
That is
maybe
also true.
That
is also a statistical fact that as the pounds go up, the head gets better.
Yeah. But the good teachings,
Yeah, I mean, it's actually stats on that. You know, I don't have them in front of me, but I can get those to you.
You can get those, okay. Yeah, but that's a good thing.
Yeah, good head is when you want to do it. You know, and you, I mean, you know, knock it off. If you don't know whether or not it's good, then you know, then it's not good. You know, but I think don't go off doing what Shaw wants because your man may not want what Shaw wants. You know, so.
Yeah.
The good head, how to give her good head is asking him what you, you know, what do you want me to do? You know, whatever, you know.
Yo.
That
was crazy.
So, listen, if you are, if you're on the line or in the chat room or you listen to the archive and you're one of those ladies who, you know, maybe don't enjoy the act of oral sex, but you want to do it. You want it to be pleasurable because you don't want. You don't want to get caught. You don't want your guy to go to the ugly fat girl. Pure Romance Jasmine at gmail.com. Hit me up. I have something for that, okay? You don't have to gag. Trust me, there is something for all of these things.
And I got clips to send you.
A full job?
A what?
A full job.
No, it doesn't have to be full. It's... You know, a lot of women in these conversations that I had, especially surrounding a pure romance, they don't like that gag reflex. Like, that kind of ruins it for them. So there's actually something that you can put on your partner that tastes good and it stimulates him and it also kind of numbs that feeling in the back of your throat, which you men don't know anything about. Which leads me to my next question.
Well, you don't know about it.
Are
but
you ready?
Sometimes, that, I mean, again, like Shaw said, watch the pornos. That sometimes is the best part.
To some people. Everybody.
To some people.
I don't
want to
gag nobody, but.
Yeah, I know. I mean that's
Like Shaw said, the sloppier the better. I mean, you know, you got to somehow get all that stuff down. You know, some way you got to just knock it down, but.
Yeah,
you know, it's like with women. I hear that women can tell if a guy doesn't want to eat her out. You know, no matter how much he wants to please her and how many books he's read and pornos, if he doesn't want to do it, you know, everything's going to feel like a little ill, you know, to you. So a lot of times maybe I don't want to say it's go without doing it, but if you don't like doing it, you need to really do some soul searching and find out why. Like, why don't I like to give head?
Because amen.
Something that happened. No, I mean, look at that though. Something that happened. That,
yeah, you're right.
Or you heard or something like that. That you're like, I'm not doing that, or I can't do that, or that's nasty, or that's just not me.
So I don't feel like it.
Like... Yeah, I don't feel like. Yeah, soul search. Only my husband. You know, all that old school stuff. You know, gets head. You know, if you don't like to swallow. Soul search.
See, I don't care about swallowing or spitting. I don't care what you do with it, to be honest with you.
See, and that's where Shy and I differ.
That's what I'm saying. That's my original thing. Everybody's different. Like, I'm not going to sit there and be like, yo, you need to swallow that. You need to digest that and put that through your whole intestinal system, you know what I'm saying, for me to feel good like a man. Like, I don't care. You can put that shit in the envelope, mail it to your parents. I don't give a shit. But that's just me.
Just let him do what he's like. You know what? If you're having sex, you know, the key thing is freedom. And as long as he's not hurting you in a bad way, he'll show you what good. You want to grab your ears? Let him grab your ears. You want to push your head down?
Okay, guys, wait.
Let him push your head. Because what he's doing, what he's doing is showing you what good head is to him. You know, if he's about to come and he's saying, no, hold on, don't move, don't take it, swallow it. And you're saying, no, no, you know, I don't want to swallow it. Don't call us. Don't call us and ask us what's good head. He told you last night. You didn't want to do it. Next question.
Wait, no. See, now you got a follow-up question to this one. Why do some men even want you to swallow? Miss Jackson wants to know.
Tell her to call up.
Call up, Miss Jackson. We'll tell you why they want you to swallow.
You know, woman, you know, if... if a guy, you know, if he's going down on you, and I mean, you can't do that. Not that I do that, because I'm part Jamaican, you know. But if you can't really do that properly if you're not swallowing black girl juice. You can't.
What he's saying is, if you were to eat a girl and have a spit cup next to you, how would you feel?
That's not working for you. You're gonna feel crazy. You're like, what are you doing? And he's not gonna be able to really get in it like that if he's worrying about, ooh, it's in my mouth. It's the same shit. Same shit. You know what? You know what? Fellas, we're going on a strike. All right? We're not going. I'm just saying, because look, we have our, or people who do that, have their tongue all up in the coochie, all up in the coochie, licking it and all that, wiping it at the mustache, all that. You know? All y'all do is skin. Big deal. So, in that rare moment that you have the opportunity to pleasure your man to the part that he's about to unleash all of that riboflavin and DNA and RNA and A positive and all that good stuff into you. You. How dare you reject that? Next question.
Next question, please.
Wow. Okay. Oh, boy. Pearl would like to know, how do you get your man to be more aggressive sexually?
What?
Oh,
wake up.
One.
That's all? Walk in the room. What kind of man
no,
you got?
No,
you got a man?
I think this person is talking about...
You think this person is what?
I think this person is talking about, you know, some women like, you know, soft and romance and love and all that stuff. And sometimes that's good. That's fine.
Right.
Sometimes. But other times, you know, women want maybe their hair pulled. They want to be spanked. They want to be...
Oh, you know what?
Like you
I know
about.
How.
Yes?
I know how. You say, pull my hair.
Yeah.
Spank me, daddy. I mean,
yeah,
this is like communication.
Yeah, but
you know?
I had this conversation with a girl a little while ago, mm-hmm. and she got into a routine with her husband where she was always the aggressor. And throughout his life, I guess, he always had women coming on to him. So he never, you know, he never jumped at her, never took control. And so I said, why don't you tell him? Why don't you give him, you know what I'm saying, you know, let him know what it is. She said, it takes the fun out of it if I have to tell him, because he's not just doing it on his own. So I said, why don't you do this? Why don't you send him an email, make it like look like a general sex survey that you just found somewhere, and ask all the questions that you, you know, things that you want to see what he wants. You fill it out, he fill it out, and y'all share it. And in that, you put, you know, things that you want. You want some aggressive, you want your hair pulled sometimes. And I said, if that doesn't work, you know, next time just let them know. Like, or put them on a fast and be like, hey, I need you to step up and do these things. Like, there's a lot of different ways, but
yeah,
I don't know what kind of man
well,
dealing with.
Like Shaz said, I don't know about the application, though, like you're talking about, but they have, I seen this somewhere, I don't know, maybe it was a Pure Romance catalog, I'm not sure, but they have, like, some dice, and, like,
yeah.
like love dice, and, you know, with the dice, you throw them, and, you know, one thing may say ear, other things say lick, and, you know, so it's random, but also telling the person what to do, but nothing beats communication, like, for real, like, if you want him to be more aggressive, you know, just tell him, yo, do this, do that, you know, tell him once, he'll do it, because he knows that's what you want. You know what I'm saying? Slap him, you know, if you want him to get all crazy, would you slap him, cup, you know, a little bit, you know, bench him, like, you got to be the change that you want to see.
Yeah, or put on some shit. You can't walk around the crib in a dirty T-shirt and some fucking baggy sweats and think that he's going to be aggressive. Like, put on some shit, some matching shit, walk by, don't say nothing. You know, watch some TV. Put some lotion on or some oil.
Do you got any rope in your bedroom? Ain't no rope in your bedroom. Ain't no cuffs over there. Don't be calling us, asking us about no aggression. Ain't no rope in your bedroom.
Y'all can call us and ask anything you want.
Well, you better get that rope in the bedroom first. Get the rope, lay down. Get the rope, lay that shit right next to you. Spread your legs, see what he do. Now, if you don't take the rope and tie you up, be lame and move on. Email right ideas at the emotion picture.
Yes, you can.
You can also play this back with your mate, and then when it's over, you say, I asked that
him.
Question.
Yeah, but what? You still think about the show. Think about that part right there. But for
wow.
real, you know.
Good,
you know
combo.
What?
I mean,
I want to know, like, how much you weigh, you know, and how tight, or how tight are you? You know, because a lot of times, you know, women, they put it on the man. Yeah, we both talked about this when we had the bad sex show, when we had
right.
our guest calling in. But how tight are you? Because, you know, besides the dirty T-shirt and the sweatpants, I mean, you have to know that we're animals at the end of the day. And that person's arousal level and his ability to control himself or unleash himself, half of that is on you. So you may have to switch things up a little bit yourself. You may be surprised because there's been women who I couldn't not jump on. Then there's been some, I'm like, what you want to do, watching TV somebody, want to watch a movie? You know, so really, it ain't me. But sometimes it's like, well, you know what? I don't really feel that way towards this person right here. He's not ugly enough. All right, next question.
Okay, we're animals now. Woo!
We are.
B-Man wants to know. B-Man wants to know, my girl has gained weight. How do I help without being mean? I'm losing my attraction.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. The age-old question. I mean, this is a tough one. The whole
this happens both ways, men and women.
It does.
And it's really a sensitive topic.
It's too sensitive. I mean, there's always the gym membership thing. But, you know, even that gets touchy because people talk about their time. They don't have time to work out, and they'll come up with excuses. But to tell your mate that you are losing attraction, I mean, do you want to tell them or do you want them to lose it? Like, that's another thing because the main thing you got to do is think about, say it with love. Like, you got to have love in your heart and think, okay, what's the best thing for this person? How would I want to hear this information? You know, because it could be a health thing. You may want to talk to them about their food, their eating habits. You may just want to get them working out. But I don't know, Jazz, how would you want to hear that?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to hear it. And I'm just kind of, Ebony, I see you in the chat room. She's saying work out with her, start with walking, and then step it up. I agree with those things. I agree with you, Tusha, you know, membership, changing the food habits, all of those things. First of all, when a woman or a man, a person is gaining weight or starting and they're not in shape anymore, they know it. They know it without you telling them. You ever put your pants on, you like, oh, these are snug, or, oh, I'm losing weight, you know, these are falling off of me. You know. So it's not really a question about telling that person that they're gaining weight, but it has more to do with why, you know, what's going on. So for me, I dated a guy, and we were both very competitive in terms of really everything, but appearance is very important to both of us in being fit. And, you know, we got very lax, me more so than him at some point in time in our relationship. And he was able just to be like, come on, you know, you're getting lazy. You know, what are we going to do? And I was able to be like, all right, fine. You know, you need to have more control of the meals, and I'll go with you on your, you know, your morning run or whatever. So, but that was our relationship. He knew that fitness was important to me. That may not be the case for, you know, other people. So I think getting to the root of, like, what's really going on, one of the things, like, for me, when I'm stressed out, I tend to eat more and work out less. And he knew that. So he would help alleviate my stress, which would bring me back to the things that I enjoy doing. So, somebody in here said increase the sex with the calorie burner. Yeah, that's true too, but if you're losing attraction, you're not really going to be wanting to initiate sex. So I think that in this case, if D-Man is listening or anyone else that has this issue, it's not so much focusing on the weight, but kind of what's behind it. What's behind the change of behavior in terms of eating or not exercising? Or did this person always have that problem and you guys are getting older and metabolism is slowing down?
There's a lot behind it.
Yeah, it's a lot
behind
it. So I would get behind the stress or the issue.
Yeah, you know, takes a lot of therapy. You know, I don't know if I agree with y'all with the, you know, the gym membership and all that. But, of course, I'm not too tactful with certain things, but I know that if my girl is losing, I mean, gaining weight, and I'm starting not to feel it no more, if I just pop up with the gym membership, that ain't too tactful either. You know what I mean? Hey, babe, why don't we ride the bike today? You know, I don't know about that. I think, caller, you should be up front. Let her know that you'll be with her regardless, even if it's not true. And let her know that, you know, this. Well, you can't say, bitch, I'm going to leave you. You got to make her feel like, you know, he still loves me, but, you know, he, you know, physically is more attracted to me in a, you know, in a slimmer form, how I used to be. Mm-hmm. That way, when she gets slim, she don't leave him. Man, how you like me now? So, you know, you gotta let her know, okay, well, you know, babe, I love you or whatever it is you feel about that person. Let them know that you're very attracted to, call attention to one of the things that you do like about her, you know, her body, whether it be her legs or, you know, breasts, whatever it is. And let her soak that in real quick. And then, you know, speak to her about something that you do enjoy with her, but you know how you can enjoy it even more if she would, you know, do certain things to tone her body and, you know, blah, 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 do it like that. Or, you know, babe, you know, it would be good if we can, you know, I think one time I actually called attention to myself and said, you know what, I need to work on A, B, and C. Can you come down with me to make sure I'm on my, you know, on my game, my grind as far as exercise? But I really, really think that you got to be honest, because check it out. If you're not fucking her or fucking her how you want to because you think she's sloppy and nasty and you're not open about that, then she becomes the next caller saying, my man's not aggressive. You know, I don't know what's going on. I don't know why you're fucking an ugly girl. So all that, you know, behind the back shit, I don't agree with that. It may hurt feelings.
I don't think it's behind the back, though. I think what you're talking about, it almost sparks a fear of loss. I'm dead serious. Those tactics work. It's just that it comes from a selfish place where you're thinking about you and what you like. And I think what Jazz is saying more is to look in her soul and her life and say, okay, why is she acting this way? Why is she eating more? Why is she not working out?
But the caller don't care about all that. The caller didn't say, hey, my babe, she's going through health issues. The caller's saying, I'm not feeling this chick right now.
Yeah, of course. But you got to get, you got to use some type of tactic to make you, to get what you want, or else she's going to look at you like, okay. And then it sparks the fear of loss. And if she works out, she's going to feel resentment. She's going to feel resentment.
That's why the first thing I said was let her know that you're with her regardless.
That ain't gonna work. Those are just words.
We have an example. Miss Jackson in the chat room says, at some point in her relationship, she gained some weight. Her mate actually stuck by her, not just fit words, but actually stuck by her and helped her lose 100 pounds. So that's great. And not everybody wants to break up over a few pounds, but how do you even approach that topic?
See, my thing is, you can go to the gym, you can do all you want to do, but honesty is the best policy. Why conceal the fact that you're no longer attracted to the person?
I mean, I told the girl straight up, but I told the girl before, because she looked like she had potential to gain, and I gave her a weight limit. I said, look, if you hit this number at your height, I'm out. She hit it. I left.
You know, it's funny because I know a guy too that gave someone a certain amount of time to lose weight, and he left also. I'm not saying do that. I'm saying stick by the person.
Yeah, I don't think that's
but right. That's honesty.
Saying,
that's honesty for your ass.
Why not? Yeah. And you know what? And it's mean, you know, but you can't say, well, Charles playing games or Vic was playing games because, you know, they didn't know what it was. But to finding out why she eats when she's sad, that's all good. Do that too. But he don't want to rub one out every night for 3 months while she goes to therapy. He wants to let her know. Well, he wants to let her know. Yeah, he wants to let her know, like, yo, babe, like, I'm not feeling the sagging titties right now. That's not really my thing. So I don't want to put them in my mouth no more, you know? And I feel you, caller. You know, I feel that. Just tell her. Let her know. Let her know nicely. Let her know. Because you know what? When you're on the treadmill, when you're on the treadmill and you're saying, hey, babe, you know, you're looking sexy now, you're still telling her, yeah, I'm like you before. So there's no real way around it.
Good point. Another thing, ladies and gentlemen, again, your spouse or whoever the person is will know that they're gaining weight. So I don't really think that pointing that out is so much as pointing what your feelings are, your commitment mm-hmm. to helping them, if you're going to be committed to helping them, and also kind of having a plan of action to be supportive. So, wow, okay, I think that person, whoever asked that question, got three different D-man, that was, got quite a number of perspectives. So we're getting towards the last half of our show, and we still have a lot of questions to go. So for anybody that is listening live and is not chicken shit to email your questions like everybody else did, please dial in 323-657-1479 and press 1. But in the meantime, we will entertain a question from Don't Hate. Oh, boy. How do you tell a friend that his or her spouse is cheating? Do you tell? And what do you say if it comes out later?
No, you tell. And you say, hey, I was at Red Lobster. And, you know, I saw your man or your girl with somebody else. Or, you know, I saw them online, but just tell them. You know, I'm not saying it's going to end up good all the time, but just tell them. Tell the truth, because if you don't tell and they find out that you knew, then what kind of friend were you? You know, so.
The best way is to post it on both of their Facebook walls. It's the best thing to do. Like, yo, why you fucking around on my man? Bitch,
well,
put that right on their walls.
I know a guy who told his friend that his girl was cheating, and he didn't want to believe it. And he actually threatened the friend that you say that again, and I'm going to body you. You know, because he was that much, I guess, in love with that girl, he couldn't believe it. He thought the friend was hating. So it gets deep. It gets deep, but you got to do it. You don't want to be caught out there knowing that this was happening and saying nothing.
Yeah, I've been there. I told a friend.
Shaq's been there with me, right? Yeah, you know, fuck it, Shaq. We all friends here. You know,
what happened?
Shaq saw someone. No, don't worry. Don't worry. You're saying I'm just gonna flip your whole the IHOP situation. You know, Shaq told me the one time he saw someone out there, and you know, holding hands with somebody else. Remember that day, Shaq?
I called you right there, though.
He called me right there. You know. Well, he called me right there, but he didn't come right afterwards, and I was thankful. I approached the person.
Aw, you're a real friend, Sha.
Let me give you the adverse of that, because I did sit one of my boys down one time, and I told him, and not that he didn't believe me, but I knew he was going to go back and ask her if she was going to lie. So I told him, I said, yo, you're going to ask her, she's going to lie, and you're going to stay with her, but I'm going to tell you anyway. And then he found out later on, and he was real hurt. But at that time, he went back to her, and he was still messing around, and she was a whore. And, you know, he just looked crazy.
I know who that is. Folks, we're going to be out of here in 7 minutes if you're listening online. However, as you know, if you call in the number, Jasmine, what's the number again? 323-657-1479. 1479, you can go into OT with us, all right? And don't do it after 9 o'clock, because some of our listeners found out that if you dial in after 9 o'clock, you can't get in. But if you are in before 9 o'clock, you can rock with us in the after party. But yeah, tell. And like Sha said, you know, he gave a pretty good story that I don't know if I believe. I probably do believe it, you know, to this day. But,
no, it's real.
You know, I said, Sha saw you A, B, and C, and she got mad at Shaw, of course, but you can't not tell, because you're an asshole if you don't tell. You're thinking about yourself.
Don't hate, don't be an ass. Tell.
Don't be an asshole. Don't call us. And ask, call them and tell them what you saw.
Yeah, factually.
Shah is the tactful one tonight. Vic is like, be honest, tell the bitch she's fat. I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm so
scared. No, she knows she's fat. But just tell her you ain't feeling that no more.
Yeah, every situation is different, though.
Some guys like that. Some guys like the fat.
Some guys do.
Nothing wrong with fat.
No, 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 no.
Yeah,
health
so
for health
the whole
reasons.
Thing well, see, Jasmine is fat body.
We're not promoting. No, we're not going to promote obesity of any sort for any reason.
Well,
we want all of our listeners to be healthy.
He didn't say obese, though. He just said, you know, gaining weight. And some dudes are crazy with that weight thing. They be like, he wants to see his son. He, you know. We don't know, you know, how exactly big he was. But like I said earlier, some people would like big, you know.
Yep.
Well, this, you know what, Miss Jackson, who was talking about her 100-pound weight loss, awesome job, with her mate, she said that her mate actually did like thick girls, but when thick turned obese, he just told her that he was worried about her health, and, you know, that's how they were able to.
That's a good one.
And it's true. So, okay.
It is true.
We don't know if it's true, but we know that was a good one, though.
Yeah, next question, please.
Okay, next question. Again, if you want to continue into the next hour, 323-657-1479.
I'm going to turn it up, y'all. I'm going to turn it up. So y'all
Boy, you already
are. You're going to have to let me cook tonight.
Mr. T wants to know, why do women know what... Mr. T wants to know, why do women know what they want, but they want the man to guess it? If you know what you want, just say it.
Word.
Exactly. It's like our caller before that wants the aggression but doesn't want... It's not that fun if you have to say it. Games. Playing games.
Yeah, and it's the same way with this, Mr. T. Women want to know that you're in tune with them, that you know what they like. They want to see you take the effort, and they want to see you initiate. So, yeah, we know what we want. We just want to know if you know what we want.
Yo, that's some bullshit.
Yeah.
That is.
It might be bullshit, but
Mr. T, find yourself a woman who was able to express herself, Mr. T.
Word.
I mean, yeah.
Mr. T,
you can do that too.
Yeah, Mr. T, I don't know how old you are, Mr. T, but you know, you probably are old enough to find a woman who expresses herself and what she wants clearly. So you go and do that. You know, you give her a chance. You ask her a couple of questions. She don't want to answer. Then, you know, go ahead and find yourself someone that can talk about what they want and what they like and how they feel.
Well, you know what? I'm going to say something to that because there's a difference that's behind. Do you know what you want to eat? No, you decide. Okay, we're going to have Chinese food. Oh, I don't want Chinese food. Okay, that's annoying. That is definitely
right.
Annoying. But you don't always want your man coming to you like, do you want to do this? Most of the time, at least for me, I want a man that takes initiative and is the one that's a little bit more forward and is a leader at certain things. I don't always want to be, you know, going through that discussion. What do you want? No, what do you want? Make a decision. So
yeah, but sometimes, Jasmine, when you're on a certain playing level, like, for example, I was going to take this woman to see Sade, right? And you know Vic got to sit in the front. These Sade seats is going to be about $200-$300 each. You know, I was going to just surprise her or just buy them and tell her we're going. I said, you know what, let me ask. You like Sade like that? Yeah, I like Sade, but not like that. Cool, I'm taking my son Alice. Now, you know, I mean, I'm not trying to go and take you to the zoo if you don't like the zoo and shit like that. Sometimes you got to be like, yo, you want to go here? You want to go there? It's like, it makes sense to ask someone.
Yeah, but sometimes
you know
enough about that person. You know that she loves Sade, is her favorite artist. Of course you're going to take her to
sometimes
see Sade.
Sometimes you don't know, though.
You
that's
know
why
I love Prince.
Up.
I didn't get to go see Prince.
I took to see Prince, though. Any ugly woman who want to see Sade, holler at me. Email brightideas@theemotionpusher.com. Ugly only.
Right.
Ugly and Danny Wade. Stop
Here's
ahead.
Another one. Who keeps the porn
y'all
when you
call
break
up?
People want to know who keeps the porn, and I guess this is self-made porn. Who keeps the self-made porn when you break up?
I do.
Wait, you talking about self-made porn for real?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know about that.
TMZ. TMZ keeps it.
Depends on who's more famous. That's what it is right there.
Whoever's face is showing. Ebony Jackson says you destroy it. That's probably like the only thing you'll agree in at a breakup.
Yeah, right.
Maybe.
That goes
right
to my girl.
You're like, here, you can have the SD card after it's already downloaded to your computer. Okay, so
you keep that.
Basically,
don't break
three,
up
two, three,
or don't make the tape.
Three, two, three.
Yeah, yeah. Once you make the tape, that's it.
We have 9 seconds left. 323-657-1479. And it looks like some of the folks are taking our advice and are calling in. I see the numbers
going
up. All
you lose is see you later.
Basically. Yes, we are
okay.
Off, and now we're going into overtime. So
I don't make sex
hello
tapes,
to,
Jasmine.
Say it again?
No sex tapes. No sex tapes for me. No sex tapes, no
okay.
No photos. Mm-mm.
Okay.
Yeah, I've never taped anything. It's not in my
okay.
repertoire.
Only audio tapes.
I don't have any tapes floating around. Audio tapes. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, your voice could be matched now to the show, so that everybody's going to know that was you.
Mm-mm, because, oh, never mind.
All right, so thanks, everybody that is still on the line with us. We're just going to keep plowing through these
questions.
More questions? But, Fit, let me ask you, can they still dial in? Like, they can press one, and we'll be
no.
able to see?
Oh, yeah, they can press one, yeah.
Can
okay,
we just do part two next week? We can't continue this next week?
We can.
Well, y'all do
your thing. Getting at Shaw.
Huh?
Let's entertain a few more questions. Y'all are just too much tonight. Okay, do men and women define sensual versus sexual differently?
Oh, no,
yeah.
Sexual?
Okay, yes, they
one
do.
Says no,
we don't.
One says yes.
No, we don't.
What are you talking about?
Some
of course they do.
Sensual means. Nah, I disagree.
You disagree?
I disagree.
A lot of women don't know the word, but if they were to break it down, they'd be like,
my
yeah,
don't
that's...
don't care about no sensuality, man.
I don't know. Women are different, man. They do care about sensuality.
No, because sensuality, that's when you get the passion that y'all are talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly.
Yeah, not... No. You know how many women don't care nothing about that?
But you know how many do?
You
know how many care that you touch other body parts and the TNA or that
you
set the mood right before it goes down?
You got women who want to sleep with you and touch the feet and stuff. Then you got, I hate feet. You know, you got women who want, you know, a massage with edible candle wax. And you got some, I'm saying, though, girl, like, he just don't just ban me over and fuck me. I'm going to Jerome. You know, so... There really is no male-female with it. It's all about what that person wants. There's some women who want to be slutted the fuck out. They want you to spit in their mouth, you know, and hit it upside down, literally. Spit in their
until
mouth.
You take them home, until you wipe them up, and then all of that changes.
You don't wipe that up, girl. You don't wipe nothing. You spit. Say again, Jasmine. Spit. What?
Please,
okay.
No one ever that's on the line. Spit in my
you,
mouth.
You don't.
I don't. That's not sensual.
You don't wipe them after you spit in their mouth, Sha. Come on, man. Think.
I never spit in anybody's mouth for me to wipe them. All I know is that from my experience and
you know,
my friend's experience.
There's someone on the line right now that wants someone to spit in their mouth. I don't make this up.
I know what you're saying. All I'm saying from my experience,
okay.
People I know, once they get married, all of that shit changes. Once they pick this person that they want to be with and they become parents, everything changes. They want sensuality. They want extra shit. They don't just want the wham bam. There's no, hey, just bend me over. Let's do it in the kitchen. That should be getting shut down. So,
well, you're
I don't know.
Of maturity, though. Maturity and gender is two different things.
Fuck maturity. It shouldn't exist. Should always be immature in the bedroom.
I win. And you're never too grown for the kitchen. I don't know what he was talking about, but
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I totally agree. But I'm
still have good sex.
Yeah, but I'm gonna run. Y'all can finish this off. I gotta get out of here. But it was great
right,
talking to everyone.
Great kicking it with you, and we will hear from you probably for part two next week.
All right.
Bye. Okay.
And I'm very sensual, ladies. Vic is very sensual. Okay? Very sensual.
In your mouth. Whatever. Don't
all of that.
That.
No, I don't spit in their mouth anymore. I was a kid. I was 12. I got all the Dove soaps and all that. All the, you know, New Neutrogena and all that. I got all that, girl. You know what I'm saying? Lufa, all that. Mad sensuality. You know what I'm saying?